Some notes now on how other campaigns around the country are going on this election eve.
The image of the politician on election day is a familiar one, the candidate stepping out of the voting booth, waving to supporters with a confident grin. Everyone assumes he's voting for himself, a last act in support of his candidacy. This is true most of the time, but not always. Lori Bauer, the Democratic candidate in Colorado's 8th State Senate District, has different plans.
I'll vote for my opponent, Dave Wattenberg.
Mr. Wattenberg is the incumbent, a moderate Republican who has earned Bauer's trust and her vote. Now that the election is nearly here, she has decided that he'll do what's best for her district, which spreads across the High Rockies and Western Slope.
I came to the conclusion late in the campaign that my opponent was better situated to help the people here. And not only that, but in the legislature itself, you can have all the ideas in the world, but you need to have the ability to implement them if you're going to be of any help to the people in your district. And unfortunately, it's just a reality of the matter that Dave Wattenberg is just in a better position. He's got the seniority, and he can get those things passed.
While Lori Bauer is still on the ballot in western Colorado, she has ended her campaign early.
In Lubbock County, Texas, Libertarian Michael Rubin intends to wait until he's in office before he shuts things down.
I'm running for the office of public wear, and my platform is simple. If elected, I will try and abolish the office. The public weigher's official job function at this time is to weigh locally grown and produced oranges. The office at one time had much more extensive position weighing other forms of produce and livestock, but now the only function is weighing oranges, which is completely antiquated since there are no oranges grown in this county, and nor have there ever been. I'll see how it turns out in this election. Some of the people I work with have suggested that I run for Congress and try and abolish that, that it's equally as useless.
That's Michael Rubin in Lubbock County, Texas.
Carlos Munoz in Union City, New Jersey, has big plans, too. The Republican is running for the House of Representatives in New Jersey's 13th congressional district. Mr. Munoz does not speak English. He campaigns in Spanish and conducts interviews and debates through an interpreter. But that does not stop him from supporting English as the official language of the United States government. I think immigrant children should learn English quickly so they can succeed, he told the New York Times. If I knew English, for example, I would go on Jeopardy.